Zakt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yivam ist Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Mitzvahs Chalitza, Bishloisha Dayanim. And here we have, in a way, no Shiloh. We have a Yavim and a Yavama. The Yavim does not want to marry the Yavama, they need Chalitza. What's done with Chalitza? Well, first of all, the Yavama has to take off the shoe from the Yavim's foot. Then she spits in front of him. Then she has to repeat certain psukim. We'll see exactly the order, Bez Hashem Yisbruch, a little bit later on. Our Mishnah here, Peri Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph, is teaching us that mitzvah is chalitza b'shloisha dayanim, that the mitzvah of chalitza is done in front of three dayanim. The Bat Tanura explains, we're calling them dayanim, they have to know how to be able to read the psukim, like dayanim. They don't have to be mamish, a real bezin, but filu shloshtan hedyoitos, the Mishnah says, even if all three are regular people, laymen. But as long as they know how to read the psukim, they can tell the yavim and the yavama the psukim that they have to say. That's all we need. Furthermore, explains the Bat Tanura, even though it says three, the Bat Tanura explains really chalitza has to be done in front of five people. That's lepersume milsa. The other two that they add to the three, they don't even have to know how to read psukim. Now, which type of shoe? Zok de Mishnah chalza b'minal. Minal means, explains about Tanura, a shoe made out of soft leather, or rach. Chalitza asik sheirah, chalitza is kosher. Because lemaisa, it protects the foot. But lechatchil, you're not supposed to use it. The Mishnah says, bidi eved, if she used it, chalitza asik sheirah. Why didn't Chazal want us to use it? So the Bat Tanura explains that the Rabbanim were concerned that maybe we're going to use it even after it ripped. And a torn shoe is not kosher for chalitza because it's not called a shoe. Wait a second, so any shoe is going to use. What's to prevent him from using it after it's ripped? So here's the issue. People will sometimes take a torn shoe and tie it together and use it. It's soft. And by the evidence, it works. Well, it may work from preventing you from stepping into a puddle. But it's not good for chalitza. So Chazal said, for chalitza, you can only use a sandal. We'll talk about that later in the Mishnah, exactly what it is. But it's made from leather that's very hard. Once it breaks, you can't use it. So if we only use a sandal for chalitza, I have a virtual guarantee you won't use it after it breaks. Try to imagine a soft shoe, right? It falls apart. Okay, you tie it together with a rubber band. A hard crack, let's say. I'm not saying we use a crack, but if it cracks in half, there's nothing you can do with it. So Chazal wanted that for chalitza, we should use something that if it cracks, you can't use it. But b'di'evet, if chalitza b'minel, if we use the soft shoe, chalitza asik sheir, the chalitza is kosher. Vayter says the Mishnah b'an pilim, but if she performs it with a very, very soft kind of glove shoe, a soft cloth, in the concentration camp sometimes, they had no shoes, not even the wooden clogs. They would wrap cloth if they found some old material and wrap it around their foot. So that is even b'di'evet not good. Chalitza sepsula, the chalitza is pasul, because the Torah doesn't consider it a shoe, being that it doesn't protect the foot. It has to be midi de megan, something that protects. Vayter says the Mishnah, b'sandal shiyash lo okev. If chalitza was done with a sandal, sandal again means a shoe that's made out of hardened leather, and it has a heel, in other words, the back part of the shoe fits onto the back part of the foot, kosher. But v'she'en lo okev, if this sandal doesn't have this heel, pasul, then it's pasul. That slips off the foot of the person who wears it. And the mail is not good for chalitza. That's how the Meiri explains it. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Now let's just explain that the Yavama has to untie the straps that connects the shoe to the Yavam's foot. The Pasuk says, V'chalza naloi me'al ragloi. So it has to be connected above his foot. Zok the Mishnah, min arakuva ulamata. As long as it's under the knee, it's okay. Chalitza sekshera. But minu akuva ulamaila. If let's say the straps were connected to the yavam's foot above his knee, that's where she untied the straps from. Chalitza sepsula. Her chalitza is pasul. Because this shoe is not being removed from above his foot. It's being removed from up his leg. That's not what chalitza is. So again, minu akuva ulamata. From underneath the knee, chalitza sekshera. Min arakuva lamaila. If it was tied above the knee, then chalitzasa pisula. Okay, so chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, the mitzvah of chalitza has to be done in front of Bezdin. The pasuk says, "V'olsi yavim tay hashara, l'shara ir," that's where Bezdin sits. Even if the three are hedyoitais, meaning they're regular people, they just know the psukim. Even though mi'ikra din has to be three, but the chachamim said add another two, so it should be done bepirsum, very publicly. You want to make sure chalitza is done publicly, by the way, so that if she ever decides to marry a kayan, someone's going to say, wait a second, you had chalitza, you can't. Then we said if the chalitza is done with a shoe made out of soft leather, b'di'evet it's kasher, l'chadchila chazal don't want us to use it, they're scared you may wind up using a ripped one. If it's done with a cloth shoe, not soft leather, but cloth, that's not called protecting the foot. And that would be possible even b'di'evet. Hard leather is called a sandal. It has to have a heel, then it's kosher. If it doesn't have a heel, it's pasul. And then the Mishnah told us that min hu arkuva ulamata chalitzasa ksheirim and arkuva ulamayla chalitzasa psula. Quickly chazring over. The Yavama has to untie the straps. The straps that attach the shoe to the Yavam's foot. And it has to be tied to the Yavam's leg below the knee. That's when it's kosher. If it's tied above the Yavim's knee, then her chalitza is pasul, because she's removing the shoe from the Yavim's leg and not from his foot.